All right. Brett Cianci checks in with us each and every Wednesday. Pick Six Previews is his work, and the magazine will be out soon. Brett, you said you've been working in the Big 12. I believe I saw your recent studies include TCU, Kansas State, and Houston.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And that's right, it's a Big 12 week over here. Reviewed the two Big 12 championship teams, Kansas State and TCU, and one of the newcomers, Houston. So, a lot to look at with these three.
What stood out? Anything jump out at you?
Well, let's start with the champs with Kansas State. Really a run out of nowhere for a program that was once called Futility U. I mean, the worst college football program for 100 years. Bill Snyder, of course, fixed it in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. But credit Chris Klieman. He brought his formula down from North Dakota State. He won national titles there with it. It's just hard-nosed football. It's a great locker room. It's all those buzzwords you hear at places like Iowa and Utah. But he made it work here at Kansas State. Heading into 2023, they lose some firepower on offense. They lose their do-it-all running back, Deuce Vaughns, and their biggest explosive receiver, Malik Knowles. But more attrition on defense. You lose both nose guards, three of the top four in the secondary, and their playmaker, FAU, at defensive end. So there's a lot to replace on defense. Their journey back to Dallas looks a little bit tougher than most defending champs.
The thing I like about Coach Klieman and Kansas State is they remain physical. They have athletes, as we know, that are very good in open green grass, but they get physical. They're, at the end of the day, when you boil it down, they are a tough guy football program.
Oh, absolutely. He's done really well with walk-ons, with JUCO transfers. You have to be creative when you're located in Kansas, given the population out there and then just the lack of resources and the 500-mile radius out there. You got to get creative and you got to be great talent identifiers. You got to develop well. You got to retain your talent, and he's doing all of that. And he's creating a destination spot for other Power 5 transfers. I mentioned the two guys that they're losing there with Vaughns and Knowles, the running back and receiver. They plugged those gaps pretty well. They brought in Trayshawn Ward from Florida State, one of their big three running backs, and brought in Iowa's Keegan Johnson, a four-star receiver. So they're supplementing the roster well. And talking to physicality, they bring all five linemen back from last year's championship team and their sixth guy in the rotation. So if you need an angle to pick Kansas State to repeat, it's going to be from that offensive line, and it's going to be from Will Howard, their quarterback.
What's Dana Holgorsen have for the Big 12?
Yeah, so Houston, I really enjoyed digging into. They're one of the four newcomers to the Power 5 landscape, so it's my first year covering them. The story of 2023 Houston, you really got to go back 30 years. I love the history of it. Back in the 90s, the Southwest Conference split up. Four of them were picked off by the Big 12 for that merger with the Big 8. Of course, Texas Tech, A&M, and Baylor. The other four were thrown into non-AQ land, mid-major land, with SMU was radioactive from the death penalty. Rice just didn't have the budget. Who else? TCU was sent to the Mountain West. And these guys, Houston, were sent to Conference USA. But it's been a long journey. They were turned down by the Big 12 in the mid-2010s in that expansion round. And they basically looked at each other and said, hey, we're just going to build it. The old expression, if you build it, they will come. And they just acted like a Power 5 athletic department without the Power 5 cards. $500 million of investments. They really just built it up, the facilities, the coaching staffs, and they're winning games. So all that to say, 2023 Houston, it's going to be a lot of offensive replacement there at quarterback. You lose Clayton Toon, one of their great four-year starting quarterbacks. Their best receiver's gone. Best running back transferred out to Colorado. So a lot of work to be done over there. It's going to be Donovan Smith, Texas Tech's backup quarterback, taking over full-time. But the last key there is, can the defense bounce back? In 2021, it was one of the best units in the country, and they brought back a lot of talent, and it just collapsed last year. So defense is a major question mark for them.
Interesting coincidence, wink, wink, that Houston – gets in the league about the time Texas is leaving the league. Just a little bit of an irony there, everybody, because I don't know that Houston would be in the league right now if Texas wasn't leaving. That just a little political statement there, y'all. Another note. Houston has the Fertitta family, their money, meaning their donations. They are billionaires. B word, everybody. And that is huge. And they love Houston. So when it comes, you were talking about money and investments and facilities and things of that nature. Houston has lots of that when it comes to backing. So that's a place where you can win. And
yeah, absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think that was the logic back in the 90s for the Big 12 was if they already added Texas and Texas A&M, what else would Houston bring to the table? So they passed on them. And now you fast forward 30 years with A&M and Texas gone, Houston now brings in that whole market. They're the fourth largest city in America, and you're right about the money. I mean, you read quotes, you read interviews. That last push by that family was what put them over the top behind closed doors. So, it's an exciting time for them. Welcome back to the Power Five level.
Time in Myrtle Beach between Houston. Here's this question: between Houston, BYU, and Cincinnati, who makes the bigger impact in the Big 12 this season?
Oof. Well, this season, I think that BYU might be most well equipped, but I gotta take this question next week. I know that's a cop out, but with Cincinnati, I've never covered them before. I want to dig in and see what they have coming back. I know it's a coaching transition. I know they had a talent drain to the pros. They've sent a ton of guys to the pros. I'm sure they leave behind some good pieces on the roster. So, Tom, give me a week on that. I know that's a cop out answer, but I gotta look into Cincy. I know with Houston, though, and with BYU Satake, I interviewed their head coach, Kalani Satake. He's guided a conference through this transition before. He was at Utah when they took the step up from Mountain West to the Pac-12 back in 2011. So he's seen this transition. Same with Holgorsen. He was at West Virginia in 2011 when they moved up from the Big East to the Big 12. So two of those head coaches have made this transition before. I'm not sure how much weight that holds, but it's got to be valuable experience.
And the book, go ahead, just in the middle here to plug it. It's not available yet, but they can pre-order, right?
Yeah, so the 2023 order page is live. It's there on pick6previews.com. You can lock in your hard copy edition, your pre-order copy. Those will start shipping out in early July. But the order page is up. Just trying to get a head count for the physical copy. So if you're interested, head on over there. With purchase of the hard copy magazine, you do get the digital option also. So when I go live early July, that PDF is getting emailed to everybody, and then the hard copy people will get their book in about a week after the printing press gets them. So, thanks for plugging that. It's pick6previews.com for the annual book.
This story that's been festering, lingering for months now, involving Colorado leaving the Pac-12, Colorado, Arizona leaving the Pac-12. There's other stories about the Four Corners, which is Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, any mixture of those teams. The most recent one was Colorado and Arizona. Now, no confirmation on that at all. Speculation. We talked about it, though. Speculation based on merit, though. It's not just drunken speculation. It's possible, and the Pac-12 still does not have a media agreement. We were talking, though, what would be the domino effect if Colorado, Arizona officially left? What would be the residual from that news?
Yeah, that'd be a couple big dominoes. You said Arizona and Colorado. I think right away, that puts the Big 12 in solid ground. I mean, they've locked up their future, I think, as a competitive league. They already have, in my opinion. I think there's a lot of value there with the Big 12, with their fan base. There's a lot of passion out there. That'll bring eyeballs eventually. That would really crush the Pac-12 even worse because with Colorado, that's a big part of the map there. And then with Arizona, too, the basketball is big, and Jed Fish is rebuilding the football program pretty well. I think what they'd have to do is pivot aggressively to some of those non-AQ Western teams, which I think they should add a couple anyway. I think Boise State, I know the academics and basketball might not be there, but my gosh, the football program the last 20, 30 years, they deserve a Power 5 spot if some of these other ones do. So I would go with Boise State, maybe San Diego State, get that area. But yeah, you got to start expanding aggressively and get back to that 12 number because, yeah, you start to lose a lot of value there.
Tom in Myrtle Beach says he'll send you $20 extra if he gets his hard copy before you get it to the Georgia Dog. I don't know if that's enough to bribe you with.
A little bribery there, and next you're going to be paying me to move Georgia above your other teams. So, yeah, we'll see about that. I like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't take any money to move Georgia above the other teams. So they're already there, right? So
they got two favorites there with, I think, Tom's an Ohio State guy and, of course, Georgia Dog. So, yeah, we'll see. But no,
all right, I'm going to throw a question at you that Josh in Picktown, Ohio, threw at me to start the show. Today in Council Bluffs, Iowa, 2 o'clock, Florida State and Southern Cal.
Yeah, give me Florida State. I really like what they have on both sides of the ball. So, first, from a numbers perspective, you know, I look at numbers, too. Florida State was a stat giant last year. When you look at it, all the metrics, they were right up there. They had the profile of a playoff team statistically. It was Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. But then Florida State is right in the mix. And then with USC, they had the second worst defense in all of Power 5. Of course, the offense was incredible. Yes, the Heisman winner, but very one-sided. And I still have to review USC. I know they brought a lot of transfer talent in on defense to try and fix that. But I trust Florida State more. Give me the Noles out there in Iowa.
And not that this necessarily pertains to what we were talking about when it comes to expansion, but Brett Yormark, the relatively new commissioner of the Big 12, is looking at Connecticut and Gonzaga. Now, Gonzaga would be basketball only, obviously, which means they'd only get about half of the yearly payout, maybe $15 million or something. Connecticut would be all sports. And that's something they're looking at from a standpoint of basketball power. Now, let me reiterate. Expansion is all about football. It's all about the might of football. But he does foresee the chance to claim that they're the best basketball league. And adding those two, Connecticut, that's got three national championships in the last X number of years, and also a big-time power in basketball, Gonzaga, with Mark Few, that would be interesting. So they're not just looking at the four corners. They're looking at those teams like UConn and Gonzaga as well. Brett Ciancia is with us. Brett, what leagues do you have left? Is this it, this last group of teams?
Well, yeah, so I have the Big 12 newcomers here with UCF and Cincinnati and BYU. And then I do hop around. I have a couple title contenders in each league that I have to finish up. So, you know, picture your top two or three from each league, and I'm going to go back through and review those and check. After that, I got to check the transfer portal movement since I first written some teams back in February and March. I mean, Colorado's page, I might as well just throw that in the fire. It's completely different, so... yeah, so we're getting closer. About a month ago, coming down the final stretch here. It's exciting.
This is a horrible question, but what kind of pain in the bleep would it be to have two different magazines depending on expansion?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, man, it's hard enough with the transfer portal and doing 70 teams and then to throw that on top. It is crazy, so. Yeah, we'll see. Next year's book, 2024, is going to look a lot different. You got an expanded playoff, all these different leagues, realignments, and I don't know. It's definitely changing quick, Bill.
Do you do anything in your magazine with name, image, likeness?
No, I don't do any NIL, to be honest. I am a new feature I'm putting in this year. I'm calling it my all-transfer team. So, of course, you have in the Big Ten, you have your first team all-Big Ten, second team all-Big Ten. I'll have a first-team All-Big Ten transfer team just to see the new names coming in at each position. So I think fans will be excited to see that.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. You can fill all positions in all the leagues you cover, right, which is transfers.
Oh, yeah. You know, quarterback all the way through linemen on offense, all 11 on defense, each conference. There's so much traffic happening, and I think the average fan, they understand their school really well. They know the ins and outs of, say, in Oklahoma, but – on a conference scope or in other leagues, it's just daunting. So I'm going to have that all there on the page for you at a quick glance and see who's getting the best transfers per conference.
Tell everybody one more time how they can get your magazine, your content.
Yeah, thanks. At Pick Six Previews on Twitter, picksixpreviews.com for the annual season preview magazine. Hard copies are back this year. We have the digital option as well for that, and those are coming early July.
Good stuff, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it.